ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्राये सभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवते उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिके। हरे कृष्ण। वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद्भागवतम कैंटो 6 चैप्टर 15 टेक्स्ट नंबर 6। द नेम ऑफ द चैप्टर इज नारद एंड अंगिरा इंस्ट्रक्ट किंग चित्रकेतु। भूतेर भूतानि भूतिसः सृजति अवति हन्ति आत्मसृष्टेर अस्वतन्त्रेर अनपेक्षः अपि बालवत्। भूतेर भूतानि भूतिसः भूतेर भूतानि भूते सह सृजत्यवति हन्ति च सृजत्यवति हन्ति च आत्मसृष्टेर असत्वन्त्रेर आत्मसृष्टेर असत्वन्त्रेर अनपेक्षोपि बालव अनपेक्षोपि बालव। भूतैर्भूतानि भूते सह सृजत्यवति हन्ति च आत्मसृष्टिरसत्तन्त्रैर् अनपेक्षोपि बालव। पढ़िए। माता जी somebody what to what translation bhutehi by sub living beings भूतानि अदर लिविंग एंटिटीज भूत ईशः द सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड द मास्टर ऑफ एवरीथिंग सृजति क्रिएट्स अवति मेंटेन्स हंती scales. Cha also. Atma Srishtir. Who are created by Him. Asvatantri. Not independent. Anapekshaha. Not interested in creation. Api, although. Balavad, like a boy. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Maharaj Ki. Translation. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Master and Proprietor of everything, is certainly not interested in the temporary cosmic manifestations. Nonetheless, just as a boy at the beach creates something in which he is not interested, the Lord, keeping everything under His control, causes creations, maintenance and annihilation. He creates by engaging a father to beget a son. He maintains by engaging a government or king to see to the public's welfare. And He annihilates through agents for killing, such as snakes. The agents for creation, maintenance and annihilation have no independent potency. But because of the spell of the illusory energy, one thinks himself the creator, maintainer and annihilator. Purport. No one can independently create, maintain and annihilate. Bhagavad Gita Chapter 3, text number 27, therefore says, Prakriti kriyamanani gunai karmani sarvasaha ahankara vimudhatma kartaham iti manyate. The bewildered spirit soul, under the influence of the three modes of material nature, thinks himself the doer of activities that are in actuality carried out by nature, Prakriti, material nature, as directed by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Induces all living entities to create, maintain and or annihilate according to the modes of nature. But the living entity without knowledge of the Supreme Person and His agent, the material energy, thinks that He is the doer. In fact, He is not at all the doer. As an agent of the Supreme Doer, the Supreme Lord, one should abide by the Lord's order. The present chaotic conditions of the world are due to the ignorance of leaders who forget that they have been appointed to act by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Because they have been appointed by the Lord, their duty is to consult the Lord and act accordingly. The book for consultation is Bhagavad Gita, in which the Supreme Lord gives directions. Therefore, those who are engaged in creation, maintenance and annihilation should consult the Supreme Person who has appointed them and should act accordingly. Then everyone will be satisfied and there will be no disturbances. Therefore, those who are engaged in creation, maintenance and annihilation should consult the Supreme Person who has appointed them and should act accordingly. Then everyone will be satisfied and there will be no disturbances. Om Ajnanatimirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Supadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yukta Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavansa Sri Rupam Sakrajatam Sahagana Raghunatha Nitankam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhuta Paridana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Visakha Nitansa He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesa Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneswari Prashabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpata Rubhesa Krupasindhu Vaivasa Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare. Bhuteir Bhutani Bhutesha Sridatyavati Hanticha Atma Srishtir Asatantreir Anapikhyopivalavat. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Master and Proprietor of everything, is certainly not interested in the temporary cosmic manifestations. Nonetheless, just as a boy at the beach creates something in which he is not interested, the Lord, keeping everything under his control, causes creation, maintenance and annihilation. He creates by engaging a father to beget a son. He maintains by engaging a government or king to see to the public welfare, and he annihilates through agents for killing such as snakes. The agents for creation, maintenance and annihilation have no independent potency, but because of the spell of illusory energy, one thinks himself the creator and maintainer, creator, maintainer and annihilator. In this chapter we are getting very proper information that how Narada and Angira is preaching to a person, King Chitraketu, who is being influenced by the illusory energy of the Lord and not becoming able to understand his own Swarupa, constitutional positions. And Narada and Angira, they are coming and they are trying to instruct him. You know, Narada is the Manasaputra of Lord Brahma. There is another Narada is there also, the son of Kashyapa. So there are few Naradas in Matsya Purana, it has been mentioned. In Mahabharata, there is another Narada is also the son of Vishwamitra Muni. So Narada means, it is Nara. Nara means the group of people. It is from Nara, it becomes Nara. Nara means the group of people. And those people, I mean, a person who is giving instructions. Da means it's giving something else. It comes from Dadhatu. So, Narada means a person who is giving instructions to all the people, group of people, many people. So this is the Narada who is the son of Brahma, who is instructing many, like Prahlad, Dhruva. He instructed many people. So he delivered also from them from the material modes of nature. So this Narada Muni is instructing her, and he brought Angira Muni to give some knowledge about the science of self-realization. And we are also preaching in our practical life how we can bring the people to the level of Krishna consciousness from the material level where they are living. In this material world, the people are suffering in so many happiness, distress and happiness. Because of that distress, they are getting a lot of pain, all these things. And to deliver them, the devotees of the Lord are coming to this material world. And here, same thing is happening to Maharaj Chitraketu. When his son passed away, died. Because of that, Chitraketu was crying because he did not have son. And because of he did not have son, and he was praying the Lord, and Narada Muni blessed him, and by getting his blessings, he got a son. And few days after, few months after, that same son was passed away because one of his wives gave him poison. So this is the story. This is the first time which we are getting it from chapter and previous chapter. But here Narada Angira Muni is giving some specific instructions generally about the science of self-realization. The specific thing is that Lord creates this material world, we know, generally to fulfill the desire of the living entities. But here he is giving some specific instruction, informations that Lord creates Valavat. He is just like a child. Just like a child creates something, again, he destroyed something, does not have any reason actually, basic things. So similarly, the Lord creates some things, annihilates some things, and also maintains something else, just like a child is doing the thing. So therefore, it does not, this sloka is not giving any basic reasons because of which the universe is created. Just like we know, Srila Prabhupada is explaining in the translation, just like a child, it's creating some house, something else on the beach of the ocean, and then again he's destroying it for certain moment, after certain moment, and because of that he's not feeling any pain or he's not crying, nothing else. So similarly, the Lord is performing his activities according to his desire. But he is explaining that anapekha api valavat. Anapekha means he does not have any apekha. Who not? The Lord does not have any apekha. Bhutesaha. Bhutesaha means the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Bhutanam ishaha. Bhutesaha. Bhutanam means he is the Lord of living entities. Living entities who are not staying only in this material world, but who are also staying in the Devalokas and other planetary systems. So therefore, this Lord is called Bhutesaha. Living entities means it is not only 84 lakh species of life, but also including all varieties of Isas, all varieties of Bhutas. Devaloko, Asuraloko, Gandharvaloko, whatever. So, that's why he is called Bhutesaha. So this Bhutesaha does not have any actually purpose, anapekha. Anapekha means he does not have any real purpose, very solid purpose of creating this material world. You know, when the Paramahansa, they are coming to this material world, they are just becoming absorbed in Krishna consciousness. They don't preach Krishna consciousness to others, but they are absorbed himself. Paribrajaka, they are preaching Krishna consciousness. They are trying to deliver the living entities. They are trying to make them happy. But Paramahansa has a different intentions. They are completely absorbed in Krishna consciousness, and what they are doing, they are making themselves absorbed in Krishna consciousness. Simultaneously, their vision is that every living entities, all living entities, whether it's a conditioned soul or whether it is a liberated soul, all living entities are engaged in the service of Lord directly or indirectly. Everybody is engaged. This is the vision of Paramahansa. But Paribrajaka, he is differentiating. He is finding that living entity is not happy because they are being influenced by the material modes of nature. Because of that, they are trying to preach Krishna consciousness and make the people happy, coming to the real platform and engaging themselves in the service of the Lord. So here, just like Paramahansa sees that everybody is engaged in the service of the Lord, similarly here the Lord does not have any intentions of creating this material world, because he knows all the living entities are part and parcel of the Supreme Lord. Even if he is a Durachari, even if he is a whatever may be. So he is engaged in any way Krishna's service and will be coming to the platform of, will be getting his own constitutional positions. So therefore, here in this sloka, It has mentioned that Bhutesha is the Lord is himself does not have any purpose of creating this material world. And he is explaining Bhutair Bhutani Bhutesha. Just like I am trying to explain this verse, how it has been explained by Angira Muni to Chitraketu. He is explaining the Lord is utilizing other living entities for creating other living entities. Lord is utilizing. So in other way, Lord is completely does not have any desire, but he is utilizing. So he is explaining Bhutair Bhutani Bhutesha Sridati Avati Hanticha. So the living entities in this verse has been mentioned are the instruments. They are being utilized to fulfill the purpose of the Lord actually. But although Lord does not have for any purpose, because he is anapekshya, he does not have any purpose, but somehow or other, the living entities are engaged to create other living entities. And what they are doing, they are creating other living entities, they are destroying other living entities, and they are also maintaining the other living entities. In this sloka, we are getting information that in the slokas, Srila Prabhupada has given translations, just like a father is utilized by the Lord for creating the son, for giving birth to a son, and he is creating. And but ultimately the Lord is the creator. And similarly, the kings are being utilized by the Lord for purpose of maintaining the kingdom. And the kings are maintaining the kingdom. They are the maintainer. But Lord is utilizing them. And here again he is explaining that Sridati Avati Hanticha. Hanti means there is a time. Time is the most important factor which is utilized by the Lord for destroying the whole universe and all the living entities. And here time is nothing else but has been given comparison with the snake. Snake is killing the living entities. And here is Bhutesha Anapikshaha Atma Srishtir Asattantrehi Atma Srishtir. These fathers and sons, they may be considering themselves that we have given birth to our son, Atma Srishtir, but they are asatantra, they are not svatantra, they are not swarat. We know from the Bhagavatam first canto, first sloka, that Lord is avijna and Lord is swarat. Lord is completely independent. But those whom the Krishna, the Supreme Lord, is utilizing those living entities, they are not completely independent. They are not utterly independent. In this locus, where they are not utterly independent, asvatantri, they are not independent. Artha, that means they are completely depending on the instructions, order of the Supreme Lord. Although they are Atma Srishtir. So therefore, Atma Srishti means they are creating. The Lord is utilizing them. They are the instruments. The living entities, for them they are utilizing another living entities, but still they are not svatantra, they are paratantra. How we will be looking little bit here. Srila Prabhupada in the sloka he is explaining this word, prakriti kriyamanani gunai karmani sarvasaha ahankara vimudhatma karta hamiti manyate. He is bringing this verse from Bhagavad Gita and is explaining actually prakriti is the Prakriti is the most important cause through which Lord is creating the living entities. And Prakriti Kriyamanani, how na gunai and karmani sarvasaha ahankari, ahankari atma, he considering himself that I am the doer of the activities. So therefore, Prakriti Kriyamani, Prakriti is the cause here, it has been explained by Srila Prabhupada. So here we know the same information, the science of self-realization is so important. First of all, we have to understand ourselves that we are the Supreme Lord. We are the soul. If we will understand ourselves that we are the soul, automatically the person who has realized very perfectly that we are the soul, I am the soul, then he is qualified to understand who is the Supreme Lord. If a person, those who are staying in the level of understanding Brahma, just like Brahmavadis, just like Tattvam Asi, this is the most important information, sutras we are getting from Vedas, Tattvam Asi, you are that. Tvam means you the person, you are the soul, you are also like that, means Krishna, you are also like the Krishna. From that information, you must be getting that in Vedanta Sutra also, it is giving information that Anyartha Paramarsaha. Actually, in Anyartha Paramarsaha, in that sloka, in that sutra, it has to be explained that we are understanding that you are that, means Tattvamasi, means you are the Brahma, you are the Supreme Soul. But you are the Supreme Soul and Anyartha Paramarsaha. Means when you will understand that you are the soul, then immediately Anyartha means the concept of Supreme Lord, the aspect of the Supreme Lord will be automatically revealed to you. Anyartha Paramarsaha. If a person has not perfectly understanding, he does not have perfect understanding that I am the soul, I am the part and parcel of the Supreme Lord. Even unto this level that I am the soul, then he cannot go at all to understand that there is a Supreme Lord, I am the servant of him. So therefore, Anyartha Paramarsa is explaining in that verse that automatically a person will be coming to the conclusion that God is existing, I am his part and parcel. My duty is to serve him. In Vedanta Sutra, it has also been explained. So here, in Bhagavatam, you must have understood that in 11th canto, Nava Yogendra, Pipalayana Rishi is explaining King Nimi about this, the science of self-realization. He's very wonderfully, he's giving some explanations about how a living entity can very easily understand that I am the soul. Very easily he can understand. It does not necessary to meditate for a long time to understanding the concept of the Lord in the heart. Very easily we can understand the concept of the soul which is existing in our heart. He is explaining, na jadana, na marishyati, na edhate asho. His Pipalayana Rishi is explaining to King Nimi. He is giving two arguments, very wonderful arguments. What is that? Now he is explaining that the living entity is always saying, I am this and I am that. But what is happening to living entities when he was child, in his childhood, he was saying that, I am in childhood, now I am in boyhood, I am now old. But the same person is saying, I am. But he is not considering that, my body is changed from time period to time period, but I am is constant always. So Pipalayana Rishi is explaining that I am always stays. That he is explaining that I am not changed. Because he has that understanding, I was in now, presently I am in old age. I was young. I was previously a child. He is explaining that I was a child. But he is coming to the level of understanding that I was this and I was that and I was this. So when he is completely understanding these things, then he must have understood that I am the soul is never changed at all. Because soul is never changed. Because his body is always changed, but soul is never changed. He is explaining all these things in details. And he is giving a very wonderful drishtanta, means examples. How he is explaining, they are just like we have the air in our body, pranavayu. When pranavayu is touching to different senses, we have different senses in our bodies. When pranavayu, in any vayu, whatever is existing in our body, when that's one vayu is existing in our body, and when he is contacting with different senses, then he is getting different names. just like we have apana vayu. We have apana vayu, its duty is to push the stool and urine, everything else. So it is called apana vayu. One vayu is there, but it has different functions in the body. So therefore, why it is different functions? Because different indriyas, senses are there. When it is contacting with different senses, so it has different functions. According to different functions, it has been given different names. So in this lifetime, maybe we have one name. In one name, we are being called throughout our lifetime. Body is changed. But when we are getting another body, we have another name. So similarly, Pippalayana Rishi is giving drishtanta example that when the soul is there, the air is there in our heart, when it comes through contact of different senses, it has different functions. And because of it has different functions, the people are thinking themselves that we have different airs in our body. So therefore the same person who is saying that I am anybody else, my name is like that, but whole lifetime this I am, my name is like that, but I am not at all changed. Just like air is one, when it is functioning in the different parts of the body, then it has a different name. So he is trying to explain to Nimi Maharaj about this concept of how we can very easily understand that we are the soul. And he is explaining also that a person who is understanding the concept is called perceiver. Called perceiver, observer. He is observing. And a person which is to be observed. The things which is to be observed and a person which is observing. So there can these two things are also there differentiating each other. Just like I am trying to analyze the things. When I am trying to analyze the things, then I am considering myself that these are the things which is to be analyzed. So he is finding two things. That person is really becoming able to understand that the science of soul has a connection with the Supreme Lord, and it is the part and parcel of the Supreme Lord. Then he is coming to the platform of understanding that how we can serve to the Supreme Lord. Here the Maharaj Chitraketu has perfect understanding about the Lord is existing, because Narada came and he was giving him instructions and he gave him blessings, and because of that he begot a son. But same Narada was explaining about the Lord. But same Narada came with now Angira Rishi, and that Narada and Angira Rishi together, they are trying to make him understand that we are the spirit soul which we should understand very perfectly, and if we will, lamenting, will be lamenting for the present situations, then we will be considered that we are in the level of we are in the material concept of our life. Here we know that we are staying in the material world. When we are staying in the material world, we are discussing some aspects which has relations with the spiritual world. So here the material modes of nature is very much powerful. It is influencing us. And when we don't have real very direct information what is happening in the spiritual world, but the same subject matter, whatever we have very little bit, by associations of the devotees and by associations of the scriptures, we are trying to discuss here in this material platform. Although in every moment we are being influenced by the material modes of nature. And when we are influenced, then we are not becoming able to assess very perfectly that what is happening in the spiritual world, how the soul is engaged in the service of the Lord. But the persons, that was the reason that why we are trying to control the senses, we are trying to engage the senses, and although we are engaging the senses, but sometimes we are being influenced even if after the engaging the senses. That was the reason that why Krishna is giving 5 verses in chapter 18 and trying to reveal the concept that how a person should perfectly understand that he is not the doer. And when he is giving all this information in chapter 18,
and he is explaining when the living entity will understand perfectly actually who is the door, then he will never be influenced by the illusory energy of the law, by Prakriti. And when he will be never be influenced by the material modes of energy of the Lord, then of course the tattva, the basic things, fundamental concepts of spirit soul and super soul will be revealed automatically to him. And to explain all these things to Arjuna, Krishna is giving 5 verses. And we know these verses are very famous. Adhisthana tatha kartha karanam cha prathak vidham vividascha prathak chesta daivam chaiva trahi panchamam. And he is explaining in the next verse that sarira vang manobhir is explaining yat karma ar prarabhate naraha. He is explaining sarira karma, sarira vang manobhir. In these 2 verses he is explaining that actually who is the cause. The panchaitani hetavah, he is explaining in this adhisthana adhisthiyate. And he is explaining that adhisthiyate means where the jiva is taking shelter. The whole body is the we have this body where the jiva is taking the shelter. Sukadeva Goswami is also explaining in the second keto, chapter 10, about the this body in detailed information. Adhibhautika, adhidhaivika, adhyatmika purusha. There's 3 types of purusha. And he is also differentiating these 3 types of purusha. Who is adhidaivika purusha, who is adhyatmika purusha, and who is adhibhautika purusha. These 2 types of purusha looks like same. Who is na adhi adhidaivika and adhibhautika. So he is giving little information, lot of information, chapter 2, chapter 10 of canto 2nd. But we are not going to discuss these things in details. Here we are getting the information that adhisthana tatha karta karanam cha prithak vidam. Adhisthana. Adhisthana means sarira, that vadi. Vadi is looks like the cause of the that some activity is being carried on by the vadi. If we don't have the vadi, then we cannot do anything else. Just like a person have a house on the bank of the Ganga, but if he has a desire of drinking a glass of water, then he has to go in any way for bringing the glass of water. By desiring only, is not becoming able to drink a glass of water, therefore he has to go in any way. So therefore body is required. If body is there, senses are there, then he can go. Adhisthana tatha karta. Karta means here jiva himself, who is taking shelter inside the body of the living entity. So this jiva is also the cause of performing the activities. Therefore he is called the karta. Because actually the jiva is limited, that he can desire only, and it is the material modes of nature actually to perform such activities. Then Krishna is explaining that I am the supreme person, supreme cause actually, because he is the supervisor. Krishna is explaining in Bhagavad Gita that I am supervising prakriti kriyamana natra maya dhyakena prakriti sriyate sataratram. I am supervising everything. I am the supervisor. Because of supervisor, he is becoming the primary cause, and all these 4 causes are becoming the secondary cause. And that is adhisthana, karta, karanam. Karanam here means the senses. Actually senses are the dead. In Sukadeva Goswami in chapter 10, he is explaining the senses is just like dead matter. It does not have at all really any functions until the demigods are sitting in the senses. If demigod will be sitting in the senses, then ultimately the activities can be taken place. Just like when the life here, the jiva, giving up the body, which is the most important factor in our, inside our body. When he is giving up the body, then what is happening? Now the senses are there, looks like in our vision that it has teeth and it has ear, it has nose, it has eyes, but it does not have really any functions. Just like in night time, we have the eyes, but it is powerless. It cannot see anything else. Because the presiding deities of the eyes is called Sun God. He is sitting there. These eyes, whatever we are looking or we have, it is just a material ingredient. It is just like a chair. It is a chair, and a person, until he is sitting there, then that chair is not really utilized. Therefore, the senses are just like the singhasana, just like the chair. It doesn't have at all any value unless the demigods are sitting there and functioning their own activities. Therefore, we are saying that the demigods are also the karanam, the instrumental cause there. Actually, here karan means the demigods who are the instrumental cause who are sitting there in the senses. Therefore, adhisthana tathakarta karanam cha prithakvidam and prithakvidam. Prithakvidam means here we have different senses. That we have 5 working senses, 5 knowledge acquiring senses, and mind and intelligence we have. So, the demigods are there, therefore they are called the instrumental cause of performing the activities. Adhisthana tathakarta karanam cha prithakvidam. Then vividhasya prithak chesta, prithak chesta. I already explained that we have the single by one, but it has different activities when it is contacting with different senses. So we can see that how many varieties of personalities are there inside our body. And the living entity is ignoring completely all these things. And by ignoring all these things, and he is considering himself that I am the cause of all the activities. And therefore, Krishna is explaining in the next verse that he is Durmati. He is a very bad man. He is Durmati. His mati is dur, means very, very bad understanding. He does not consider himself that we have so many factors for reasoning for performing the activities inside the body. By not considering all these things, he is considering himself that I am the door of the activities. Therefore, he is called Durmatihi. So, in this way, we can understand that we are not the real cause. And he is explaining the next verse, who are considering this five cause, that Adhisthana, Karta, and Karanam, and Prithak Chesta. Prithak Chesta, Chesta means, you know, that endeavor, effort. Actually, here, according to figurative meaning, it's not actually derivative meaning. We are figuratively saying it is that it is a prana vayu, it is vayu which is situated in our heart. And he is explaining this prana vayu, same prana vayu has different functions. So, vividhasya prithak chesta daivam cha itra padama. Daivam means it is the Krishna himself. Krishna is the Supreme Lord who is the primary cause of organizing all these things very perfectly and systematically. And in this way, what is happening, that all the activities are perfectly taking place in our day-to-day activities we know. If we are not considering all these things, and we are considering ourselves that we are the real cause of everything else, then Krishna is explaining that is the becoming the cause of his bondage. And it starts from that place. And he is explaining those who are considering these 5 things, they will be liberated, they will become free from the bondage of the karma. Karma will not become able to tie him up. So therefore, we need to understand this very important concept of karma, how it is take place in our day-to-day bodily activities. Here, Narada Muni and Angira Rishi is making Chitraketu to understand that how your son, who is who is now in front of you, does not have any jiva there, he does not have any life here there, so he went somewhere else, and you are crying because of this body only, which is existing, it does not have any value. Therefore, if you will consider that this is the only jiva this jiva is the only factor for performing all activities, then you, this type of thinking, this type of understanding will become the cause of your bondage. Actually, this is the hidden intention of Angira Muni to make him understand. And ultimately, Angira is arriving here in such a very wonderful concept of saying that the Lord is creating according to his desire, although he does not have desire. Api makes him that although. Api means although the Krishna does not have any intentions of creating this material universe, but still he has to create because the living entities has the desire to enjoy independently, although he is not. In Sanskrit there is a principle, you know, in the first verse of Srimad Bhagavatam, Anvaya Vyatireka. Anvaya Vyatireka means vice versa. We will try to understand that same concept in a different way. So these things here, if we are trying to give this concept of api to svatantrair, api although has direct concept with the anapeksha. Anapeksha means although the Supreme Lord does not have any desire, but still api, we can add this api to svatantrai, asvatantrai. Although the living entities are not independent, all the living entity is completely dependent. In this way, we can analyze the statement which has been given by Angira Muni here. And by analyzing these things, we are getting the conclusion that although Krishna does not have any adult desire for creating this material world, because of that, the living entities altogether, in samashti point of view, altogether they have the desire for enjoying independently. Because of that, Krishna is creating. He is apeksha. He has apeksha. But he has apeksha from the point of view of all living entities, samasti living entities, because so many living entities, they want to enjoy independently in this material world. Therefore, he has apeksha. Otherwise, that is the reason that why api has been utilized inside the middle of the verse. If api is not there, then Lord is completely anapekshya api means Lord has not desire, he without having any desire. So since api word is there, therefore it is giving indications about that Lord has also desire, because the samasti group of living entities, they are desiring to enjoy independently, although they are not independent. Same api is applied here, asvatantrai, because they are not independent, they cannot enjoy independently this material world, therefore they have to work under the supervision of the Lord. We must have understood, since the demigods are sitting there in the senses, we can analyze in another point of view. Since the demigods are sitting in the senses, although sometimes we are desiring something else different, which is not in our control, sometimes we are getting achievement. Sometimes we are trying to desire something else, but we are not becoming able to get it. So demigods are more powerful than us. They are very, very great demigods. They are organizing, they are managing the universe, and they are trying to do work according to the intention and desire of the Supreme Lord. But still, when we are desiring something else, which has a relation with sense gratifications, the demigods are sitting in there in the senses, they are fulfilling the desire immediately without having any consultations with the Supreme Lord. Although the spirit soul has a direct contact with the Supreme Lord. The demigods are also the soul. They are sitting in our senses, but we are the primary souls who is desiring something else to enjoy here. And because of that, the demigods has to follow the order of Krishna and fulfill the desire of the living entities. So in this way, we can understand that how the Supreme Lord is engaging everybody else, Prakriti, demigods, and the jiva, living entities, who are all types of Adi Vaitika, Adi Daivika, Adhyatmika Purushas, they are completely dependent on the supervision, on the activities of the Lord. So, by understanding this concept that which has been given here by Vyasa and Angira is trying to make him understand who Chitraketu will become able to understand that this is the most important concept of the Lord, that he can create anything else, he can destroy anything else as he will be there. So we cannot interfere in his activities in any times. Chitraketu, what he was thinking? He was thinking that I gave birth to my son. He was analyzing. Somebody else there is there. He was so much attached. You can understand that because he was crying. Like a Kurari brat, he was crying. He was crying like anything. He was so much attached to that. He was considering that son is mine. He was considering that. He was thinking that the son is mine. Then he was understanding that somebody is there very powerful who took out my son from me. And because of that, he was crying like anything. So he was understanding somebody is there. And who was that somebody? Angira Muni is trying to make him understand. The tribe is there, the snake is there, who is not only taking your son, but he is also taking, because he has, his desire is becoming more prominent than your desire. Of course, he is your son. You have a very great desire, and Narada Muni gave you blessings, and because of that you get a son, we get a son. And after that, when his time period was over, then he was carried out by somebody else. And he is becoming more powerful than you. And in that place, that same living entities who was desiring to get a son, he, although he is desiring now to get back that son, but he, that desire cannot be fulfilled. Because it is Krishna's desire who is what is becoming prominent. Because of that, that the fifth cause is becoming the primary cause and other are becoming the secondary cause. And always the primary cause desires are being fulfilled all the times. And it is over-succeeding the other desires. Maybe that is Adhyatmika or Adi Bhautika, Adi Devika, whatever may be. The demigods who are sitting there in the senses, they have different things. They have different intentions, and the living entity, he has different intentions. But the Lord, who is the primary cause, his intention is completely becoming more prominent and over-succeeding the other intentions. So in this way, we can understand that Lord is the supreme cause, and he, Krishna, is explaining in the Bhagavad Gita it also that how this karma takes place here, karma chodana. He is explaining the next verse. Jnana Genya Parigyanta Trividha Karma Chodanaha. Jnana Genya Parigyanta. Jnana means knowledge, we know, which is to be perceived. And Jnana Genya means which is to be known. The knowledge which is to be known. Jnana Genya Parigyanta. The person who is understanding these two things. Knowledge and knowledge which is to be known. Means the object of the knowledge, we can say. You know, knowledge means you must have known. Knowledge means it has some impact. It is compared with the agni. It is compared with the fire. The fire has its different activities. When we are putting fire somewhere else, immediately it burns to ashes. It destroys the place. So jnana has similar activities. When we are getting some knowledge, immediately it destroys the papa, it destroys the anarthas, it destroys the everything else. Just like fire is destroying the place, then it is disappearing immediately. Similarly, the jnana has also its own activity in our body. When you are getting some knowledge, immediately, when you are getting little bit knowledge, it has impact on the body. It destroys the sins, it destroys the anarthas, avadras, everything else, and immediately it disappears. That was the reason that why Vyasa was instructed by Narada in chapter 5 of Srimad Bhagavatam Canto 1, that you have to write the Krishna's pastimes repeatedly. Anandam Evhasyat. If you will not write repeatedly the Krishna's pastimes, name, form, and guna, qualities, attributes, and lila, everything else, then the people of this material world will not become able to understand. And he is explaining, I explain that anya, anya supunya tirthesu muktir eva mahaphalam. Vyasa was doing argument a little bit with his guru Narada. And he is explaining that, no, I have explained the first tense of the Lord in Padma Purana. If somebody is residing in the Mathura, then he will be attending the devotional service to the Lord. Then Narada is explaining, you only mention one time, but you have to repeatedly mention Anandamaya Vyavyasat. If you will practice, then Ananda will be generated. If you will practice, he was Narada Adit Guru, he is trying to find fault in the Vyasa Vedanta Sutra. You said you wrote Vedanta Sutra, but you are forgetting your concept. He is explaining that Anandamaya Vyavyasat. Yeah, what is that? By practicing devotional service, by practicing of hearing, by practicing of studying, you will be getting the ananda, blissful, you will become blissful. So you are avyasat, you have used in the Vedanta Sutra, but how you are forgetting here? Therefore you have to repeatedly writing, you have to repeatedly describe the first tense of the Lord. Not only that, what also in the 10th canto of Bhagavatam, in Venugita will be fine, evam vidha bhagavata ya vrindavana charinaha varnayanti mitho gupyaha kridasthan mayatam yehu. He is explaining that the gopis of Vrindavan, they are always describing the first tense of the Lord, sweet first tense of the Lord, and in that way, by describing each other, varnayanti mitho gupyaha, by describing each other, they are becoming tanmaya. That was the reason, vastavik reason, the perfect reason that why we are all the times listening. The purpose of behind listening Bhagavatam Katha, same topic, same subject matter repeatedly, is to understand very perfectly, and the ananda is generated. That was the basic reason that why we are going to avyas, doing practice here. So here in this subject matter this Angira Muni is explaining the same thing which was forgotten by Chitraketu because of his forgetfulness, that what Narada previously spoke to him, and he is not thinking that Narada came previously and he gave me instructions, and now I am forgetting because of too much attachment I have with my sons. And that was the reason that why he understood that somebody is more powerful who took out my son. And who is that person? Why Lord is so nishthura? So this is the things that I have supposed to share all of with you. And I have small things, although something else little bit to describe in front of you. Since we are tied by bound, time is always becoming prominent, just like Lord is the prominent factor, primary cause. So I am finishing here my little bit knowledge we have. Please excuse me, we have committed something else. Mm-hmm. If anybody has any questions or comments, they can. 5 minutes we have remaining. I am leaving for questions and comments. Anybody else? Yes, sir.
Hare Krishna. Who do you think is more spiritually advanced, a Paramahamsa or a Parivajakacharya?
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he set up a very good example throughout his lifetime. You know, he was here for 48 years in this material planet. 24 years from his childhood, he was preaching. And also, not only 24 years, but also another 6 years, 30 years he was preaching Krishna consciousness in Navadvip, Vrindavan, other parts of India, and also in Jagannathpuri. The last 16 years, he was completely, deeply absorbed in Krishna consciousness, which is the level of very Paramahansa. So, a Paribrajaka is preaching, of course, when he is preaching, after that the Paramahansa, the same Paribrajaka, is in the Paramahansa level, he is becoming deeply absorbed in Krishna consciousness. That is called Rasakatva. This Tattva Jnana and Rasajnana is also there. You know, when this Sankadi Rishi, they are asking question, Vayam Tuna Vetrupyama Uttama Sloka Vikrame Tattva Sunamantang Rasajnana Swadhu Swadhu Pade Pade. They had a desire to become deeply absorbed in Krishna consciousness, although they listen the same pastime, same Bhagavatam from Sukadeva Goswami. They are again requesting Sutta Goswami to please again explain me this pastime. Because we listen previously, you were sitting with us, we are listening together from Sukadeva Goswami, but still this pastime which has been mentioned in Srimad Bhagavatam is very releasable, sweet pastime. We want to listen again and again. So these people are practicing of listening Bhagavatam Katha for 1000 years by becoming deeply absorbed in Krishna consciousness. Mahaprabhu in Sri Khetra, in Jagannath Puri, he was always listening from Swarup Ramadara and Raya Ramanand, the pastimes of Krishna. Most of the times he was deeply absorbed in Krishna consciousness, senseless, coming to Jagannath temple for taking darshans. So mostly Paramahansa is on the better level. But a person, Mahaprabhu was preaching. Mahaprabhu is not that he was preaching. He was preaching. But ultimately he had a desire to go deep into the ocean of devotional service. That is, was written by Srirupa Goswami Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu according to the direct order of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It is not that Rupa Goswami wrote Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu without having an instruction from Mahaprabhu. This Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu is also meant for the devotees. It is Bhakti Rasa, it is Amrita, it is Sindhu, ocean. So if somebody is entering inside, they will not become able to really preach to these general people, mass people, who are not understanding the concept of Bhakti. Because Bhakti is just like Rasamrita. So they are in the Rasamrita of this material world, sense gratifications. So Paribrajaka Acharya, of course, he is in the very high level because he is wandering in this metal planet for the delivering of the living entities, those who are suffering here. But Paramahansa is also, you know, the topmost level of sannyasi, order of life. So this is the basic standard which has been given in the Shastra, in the different books.
So, Hare Krishna, if a devotee thinks that he becomes aware that he is a Paramahamsa or a Parivajaka Acharya, is it not a disqualification and impediment?
Yes, it is actually a disqualification. It is completely a disqualification. Because a person, just like before giving Vyasasam to Suta Goswami, then this Sankadi Rishi, they are creating a friendship with him. How? Nasuta Janasi Vadramte Bhagavan Satvatang Patihi Devatyam Vasudeva Sadhata Yasitikishaya. Suta Janasi, this Janasi is in the Sanskrit, it is Tum Janasi, Tum Keherengo. Tum, just like Mitra. Vadramte, Usko Asirvad Dere, Kisko, Nasutko. Unko Asirvad Dere, Kareke Suta Janasi, Suta Tumari Kalyanho. उनका गुरु है वो सुत गोस्वामी जो जाकर के उनको भागवत का प्रवचन करेंगे लेकिन उनको आशीर्वाद दे रहे हैं आशीर्वचन दे भद्रमते हैं वो कह रहे हैं सुत जानसि भद्रमते भगवान सततंग पति ही देन आफ्टर दैट दे आर गिविंग इन व्यास संस एंड दे आर रेस्पेक्टिंग देम सो द पर्सन हु इज कंसिडरिंग हिमसेल्फ दैट आई एम परिव्राजक एंड आई एम Paramahansa or something else like that, then it is actually the real disqualification. Because Paramahansa is never said, because he is always observing Krishna consciousness. We can find it out very easily. And as far as Paribrajaka is concerned, sometimes in Nectar of Devotions, there is a verse which is setting up on principles about the Uttama Bhakta. The sloka is going like this. Dhanasishya adivirdware ya bhaktir upapadyate vidurata uttamata. Those devotees who are performing devotional service through dhana, means wealth, and through shishya, means disciples, they are far away from pure devotional service. far away, not very limited distance, because their personal devotional service by engaging their disciples, not by engaging dhana sishyadivar, their personal devotional service through disciples, through wealth. Whereas devotional service, we know, pure devotional service, we know that it is completely independent. It does not depend anything else. It is completely independent. Therefore, devotional service, Paribrajaka Acharya, who are performing, they are performing in the level of pure level. They are not performing in the Mishrita level. Pure devotional service, Paribrajaka Acharya, they are performing in the pure platform. It is not Mishrita platform. It is not a mixed platform. Mixed platform is different. It's karma and jnana. They are performing. So it is performed in the very pure platform. So in this way, so we can understand that a person, humility and humbleness, submissiveness, these are the most important weapon in our devotional service. And Gadadhar Pandit, when Vallabhacharya went to make Lord Chaitanya listen about the many meanings of Lord's name, Krishna. Then Lord Chaitanya was saying that Swami Janavane Vishya, those who are not following the instruction of Sridhar Swami, they are Vishya, they are prostitute. Then he was instructing Vallabhacharya to go to Gadadhar Pandit for listening Bhagavatam. Then he went to listen Bhagavatam from Gadadhar Pandit. So, actually, the Paribrajaka Acharya and those who are on the pure platforms, still according to the principles of nectar of devotions, they will never have all these things, because they are already situated in the pure platform. These things will never come up in their mind. If it is coming, they, we should consider that something else is there. Sorry. Thank you so much for keeping patience. Of listening. Hare Krishna. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Samavet Bhakta Vrinda ki, Sri Sri Radharas Bihari Bhagavan ki, Gaur Nitai ki, Sitaram Lakshmana Hanuman ki, Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada ki, Nitai Gaur Premanande.